How are you?
I'm doing great. I think that I would say probably a little ahead of schedule for what we thought at this point. Foot's feeling really good, responding to all the treatment that we've done, and kind of as we've increased it week to week, it hasn't added to soreness or any pain. So things are going really well.
Be a plan all along is to try to get you back by some of the OTAs.
Yeah.
All of them. How does that look for you?
Yeah, I think that that should be pretty realistic.
Which would be when?
May. Sometime in May is kind of like I said, it's where we've been able to do some things the last couple of weeks that we didn't think we'd be able to this quick. So hoping that we kind of continue on that trend, and then it could be even earlier than maybe we think. So
can you give us an example of one of those things?
Just being able to put kind of explosive force on it. So to kind of jump back and forth and lunge back and forth was something that we thought we wouldn't get into until end of this week or next, and we're able to do it last week. So. And like I said, it's one of those things that not only were we able to do it, but foot wasn't sore to the point where I couldn't do anything the next day. And it's responded really well day after day to the treatment that we've done.
How is it that when you're rehabbing a foot, which obviously you need in order to be able to drop back and throw a football, how do you keep everything else from getting rusty while you're having to rehab the foot?
I think just focusing on, keeping yourself balanced out as far as what you're doing. Working out-wise, I was in a boot for four months, so making sure that my back isn't thrown off. And, our strength staff is great. Our training staff is great with all that, just keeping that in mind. Doing what you can to keep your arm in condition, And like you said, sometimes it's you don't want to develop bad habits by throwing with, a bum foot where you're going to start doing some different things. But sitting down, doing some things like that, throwing to keep your arm in shape is – some of the ways we'll be able to kind of accomplish
that. What else are you doing? I guess what can you do to stretch before you guys hit the field, and what's your daily routine like?
I couldn't answer that honestly for you right now. I probably have a lot better idea once we start doing that in 3 weeks here, get out on the field, and 3 weeks is a long time, so I hope to maybe be ahead of where people expect me to.
But you can't watch film. You can meet with.
Oh yeah, I do everything.
Yeah.
How stressful was this transition for you? I mean, you didn't know who the coach was going to be. You didn't know if you were going to be necessarily his guy.
Everything was outside of my control. I mean, there was nothing. I had done what I could. I had played. What was on tape was on tape. Couldn't change it. And then just kind of at that point, you hope you earn the respect of the coaches and the players in the building, and that's something that they had heard. And, so like I said, at that point, there was really not a whole lot I could do. Kind of wait and see, like everybody else.
Everything you've heard, I would imagine, has to be stuff that you like hearing and the actions around you. I mean, everything seems to be setting up for you.
I think this is a great staff. I'm excited to have the opportunity to work with them, and I'm thankful for their belief and the confidence they've showed in me.
What kind of sense have you got of the new system and how it'll be different from last year so far?
Today's really kind of first day, but the terminology I think is always the number one thing that's different, and it's just learning it. You end up most teams run very similar plays when you draw them up, but they just called something different. You get to them a different way, and so just learning those little differences and getting those straight in your mind is usually the that process. How
that goes. That? I mean, this is like 3 years in a row now. You're adjusting your terminology.
No, it's good. I mean, I'm setting myself up to be able to have a good knowledge of anything that could ever be thrown at me. So I'm all right with it.
Have you even looked at San Diego stuff from last year at all, trying to get an idea of what he likes?
Yeah, that's something that I'm sure we'll do, and we'll continue to do a little more now that we're meeting. Just it's obviously what they did last year, and so to get a better idea of what it looks like in a game setting, I'm sure we'll be watching some of that tape to get that feeling.
Big day to get the iPad finally in hand, that playbook?
Yeah, I think that it allows you to kind of go and start finding those differences and figuring out how you're going to straighten them out for yourself. So, yeah, excited about it.
What's Todd like, and what kind of differences maybe do you sense in the training room now?
It's just I think he's a professional. He brings a lot of experience, and he's been excited to work with the guys that have come in there, and had a good experience with him, and have enjoyed working with him, and look forward to working with him going forward.
As a quarterback, I guess it's always on your shoulders or whatnot to be the leader of the team. But now that they've moved on from CJ and the offense has kind of been revamped again, how much more responsibility will be on your shoulders, you feel like, this year?
You know, I've told you guys before, I try and put as much, you know, you guys, the coaching staff, play, nobody's going to put more of a responsibility on my job than myself, and I'll continue to approach it that way. So whatever outside expectations there may be, it doesn't matter to me. You know, I know what I expect of myself, and at the end of the day, that's what I'm going to try and accomplish.
Did you spend much time going back and looking at yourself last season, sort of critically? And if
yeah.
So, what did you see that you liked or didn't like?
Yeah, there were some things that, you know, obviously when we started off, not turning the football over was a huge, played a huge factor in how we were able to start the season. And what I, you know, you probably could easily argue should have been 4-0. So that's something that is appealing, and it's the most telling stat in football for a reason. And so to continue doing that and continue building on that, I think is definitely important. And then some fundamental things that will allow me to even improve accuracy and completion percentage a little bit more.
How much of a different feel is it around here? I mean, we got so many, you know, office new coaching staff, a lot of new players, some guys gone. I mean, what's it feel like in here today?
There was a lot of excitement. I think guys, you know, it's with the break now, it's a little bit longer, so guys having the opportunity to get back and get everybody together, it's fun, it's exciting. There's a good energy in the building, and something you look forward to.
What was his opening message to the team?
Just that, you know, it's going to be all about your character and what you're willing to do for this football team, and it is a team, and at the end of the day, we're going to win and we're going to lose as a football team. And the more we come together, the more we believe in each other, and the more we're willing to give up for each other, the more successful we will be.
You think there's any – I know your injuries last year were flukish kind of things. From the quarterback position, is there a skill to not getting hurt? Do you see some of the best quarterbacks go a long time without –
Yeah, I think that there's part of it that's what you do in the off season, and you know, I've felt that I've always taken pride in keeping myself in good shape, keeping myself strong, and setting myself up to best prevent those things. But sometimes it's outside of your control, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I think that continuing to follow that same path of keeping myself in shape and strengthening my body is going to be important for me. But, you know, at that point, you know, once I get an opportunity to go out and play, then it's not worrying about that and just playing. And, you know, what happens, happens. And, you know, I believe that sometimes, like I said, those things are outside of your control.
What are your impressions been of Charlie, and how surprised were you at that decision behind you?
I had an opportunity to meet him for the first time. I had talked to him after he signed. He had sent me a text. And just everything I've heard, and now having the opportunity to visit with him a little bit. Seems like a great guy, just a guy that has great knowledge of what we're doing offensively, which is awesome, which I'm excited about. And a guy that's been around the league, knows how to do it, knows how to be a pro, and excited for the opportunity to learn from him and go forward with
him. How fair is it to say that this is a make or break year for you?
Yeah, I think that it's probably fair to say that every year for most guys. I mean, this league is so much now of what have you done for me lately. So I think that if you don't have that approach going into every season, it's not going to work out the way you want it to. So I think that you're always competing for your job, and that's how I've gone about it, and I'm not going to change that.
Is your contract a concern?
Excuse me?
Is your contract
no.
a concern?
No. Again, it's outside of my control. What I can control is how I play, what I put on the field, and that's what I'm going to worry about. You know, I've been very blessed as it is to this point, and I'm going to control what I can and let all that stuff take care of itself.
Well, obviously, they got a lot of faith and belief that you're going to be their guy moving forward, but in some ways, you feel like this is your last chance to prove it to them, you know, because of the contract and the way it's set up?
No, like I told you, I tried to approach every season like that, like, hey, this is my opportunity to show who I am as a player and as a person, and you know, I'm going to continue to do that the same way I know how, and that's just to work as hard as I can, to be as prepared as possible, and try and help this team win as many football games as possible. And you know, only one person knows if how it's going to turn out, and it's none of us in here. So, you know, I'm going to, like I said, do everything in my power to help this football team as much as possible and let everything else work itself
when
out.
When the season ended, I mean, did you have any concerns or doubts that you'd be in the position that you're in right now, you know, your job to lose again? I mean, did you know that they were going to have faith in you to give you, put you in this position?
I thought that, you know, what we were able to do last year was good and something that I thought we could build off of. So I was hoping I'd get the opportunity to, for sure. Now, whether I knew or not, no. But like I said, I didn't spend too much time stressing out about it, worrying about it. And again, it was ultimately outside of my control. So it wasn't worth, sweating it.
Rustin's talked a lot about culture change as far as changing the mindset of this team and getting a winning mentality, something you guys haven't been to the playoffs in 5 years.
Yeah.
How much do you sense that that is changing by some of the people that he's being brought in, the coaching staff, and all that sort of thing?
Yeah, you know, it's I've told you guys when I talked to you last that I had a lot of respect and, you know, for our last staff, and I thought they were a great group of coaches and a great group of guys. It's different. There's a different feel for sure, but I feel similar in the way that, you know, these guys, I think, truly care about this group of players, this football team, and they're not in it for themselves. They're in it for the whole, for the group, and anytime you get an opportunity to play for coaches like that and to play alongside players like that, it's an honor, and I think that's when you're able to have the most success.
Is it 2 weeks before quarterbacks are allowed to start throwing the receivers here, or is that?
That changed. You're able to throw as long as coaches are now on the field now.
Will you do that at all at this stage? Or?
Yeah. Well, you know, I won't be able to take drops or anything at this point, but it'll be able to stand stationary and throw. Yeah.
Jake, how exciting is it to have Ken here, a guy who has, you know, proven track record of success with quarterbacks in the league?
Yeah, excited. You know, had an opportunity, like you said, to work with a lot of really talented quarterbacks and elevate their game even more. And so excited for the opportunity to learn from him and see how he was able to do that with some of those other guys.
You've been here, and Chris Johnson's been the focal point of the offense each year you've been here. How different is that going to be for you?
Yeah, you know, he's a guy that gave a lot to this team, to this organization, to the city. You know, wish him the best wherever he ends up. He's a dynamic player that, like you said, has provided a lot of offense for us in a lot of different ways. So we're going to have to work together as a football team to figure out how to replace the production we got out of him.
Thanks,
appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.